everyone, it's Lee Salisbury here. Welcome to the behind-the-scenes television podcast, Soap from the Box. There are over 95 episodes for you to listen to right now, where I speak to some of the biggest stars from your favourite television shows. Today, though, it's spin-off show Pop from the Box, another musical legend for you. I hope you've had a great weekend. This is going to make the week start so much better. Enjoy. My guest today has had a different album in official album charts every year. Now, I'm going to ask him about this, I think, for the past 35 years, which is a world record. He has sold way over 10 million records and is about to embark on a brand new tour. Affectionately known to many as Wee Daniel, it's an honour to welcome the biggest star, Daniel O'Donnell. Hello, Daniel.
Hi, Lee. Nice to talk to you.
And you, Wee Daniel, where does that, I mean, it, obviously a very Irish thing, isn't it, probably?
Well, it's not really an Irish thing. I'll tell you, we had a presenter on TV here called Gay Byrne.
Of course.
An iconic. And I went on his show and he introduced me. And this is Wee Daniel. And that stuck. So that was how that happened.
Ah, right. Okay. And you probably know, because I worked in Ireland quite a lot, and I worked a lot with one of my favourite people ever, Francis, who you must know, from the Francis Brennan.
Oh, God. Well, I don't know Francis personally, but we all know him.
Yes,
he's having his 70th birthday, I think, just these days, maybe a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, God, I must message him.
Maybe it's coming up, I don't know.
Anyone listening in the UK, you must look up Francis Brennan. He does some brilliant shows. But I must ask you about that, because my research is from the internet, which obviously can be quite old. Is that right? Is it 35 years or even more?
It'll be 35 if this album goes on. So we better not count the chickens before they're hatched.
Yes. Okay. So we'll hope for that. That's still incredible.
So we say 34.
Though. 34 at the moment, hoping for 35, which is, I mean, forget your Beyoncés and forget your, you know, U2s. That's incredible. I mean, it must be, because what I thought, we've not got limited time, so I thought what I'm going to do is a Hall of Fame facts about you, and just because we could speak forever about lots of things. But what I read was that the first single you recorded was with your own money, £1,200 it cost, a long way since then. It must be quite incredible knowing the journey you've been on. Is that true, by the way, that first
single? That's right. That's 40 years ago now, last February. I went in and recorded my Donegal show. I come from County Donegal. And Stand Beside Me. And, you know, I still sing them songs in the show.
Wow.
They were a big part of my starting out. And, you know, it's incredible so many years later that we have this to, you know, to look back on.
And I read also that you considered a career in banking at first. I mean, very different journey that would have been.
Well, do you know, I don't know where, I don't really know where that came from, Lee. I mean, I might have said somewhere.
Oh, right, okay, that, probably an interview, you mentioned
what,
it once.
What I think what I would have done, and you only, there's no point in even saying what you might have done, but I think I would have become a teacher.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, I think that's where I would have, but I mean, I never had to choose, so I was lucky.
And what inspired you when you were younger? Was it, were you kind of sitting in front of the telly watching old Top of the Pops or old programmes? Was it, what kind of inspired you with music? Or was it kind of...
Well, I just enjoyed music. I always sang. My sister, too, has had a great career and down through the years. And I started with her in 1981 and then made my first record in 83, as we talked about. And started my first band in the summer of 83. So it's 40 years now, kind of this year, since all of that. And I just loved music. You know, I loved to sing. I always did sing. And, you know, I could never have thought that I would be singing 40 years later, you know.
It's incredible.
Amazing.
And I mean, in those 40 years, obviously, like we said, let's hope the 35th album joins the records. But I mean, the music industry's changed beyond recognition over those years, especially now. I mean, it must be quite weird for you to see, you know, I do have to say I miss the days that, you know, your favourite artist was having an album out and the first single would come out. Then you get the album, you guess what the next single is. Now they all kind of drop the songs at the same time. Is it weird for you seeing the change?
I know, sure, it's a whole different ball game, you know, and people are downloading and all the different ways that they can listen and do and this and that and the other. But listen, we have to move with whatever's happening. If you don't hang on to the wheel, you'll never get to the top.
No, yeah. So are you on social media, Daniel, or have you stayed clear of TikTok and Instagram?
There is a Facebook page, but I don't. I don't really do much. The record company do all the things on that. I do look at, things that interest me, Facebook pages that I like, but I don't.
You haven't got time. You haven't got time recording so much.
I don't look at my own too much because, as well as the good, there's always people that will give you a scotch,
Yes,
so
yeah.
You don't need to, yourself where you're at. You don't need to be reading good or bad.
That's very good advice for younger artists, I think. Stop listening to other people. Right, this Hall of Fame. So you got an MBE in 2002. That must have been a privilege.
It was amazing. I mean, I never even thought that I would be eligible for an MBE, to tell you the truth, because I thought you would have to be English, British or a subject of the Commonwealth at least to get that. But then obviously I realised that people do get honorary MBEs who have nothing to do with the United Kingdom or the Commonwealth. And I felt very privileged. I mean, I researched then, how did I get this? And it was just the people that come to see us writing, individually.
Wow, that's brilliant. That just shows what lovely support.
I'm honoured because the music meant something to them. So I was delighted and I got it. It was presented on Valentine's Day 2002 by the now King. He was Prince Charles then.
Wow, okay.
And so I never did meet Queen Elizabeth, which I would have loved to have had the opportunity, but that never happened. I did meet Princess Anne once. But the Queen Mother, too, Queen Elizabeth's mother, the old Queen, I suppose that's what they called her, the Queen Mother, she used to listen to the music because... I knew a painter here called Derek Hill, who was friendly with Charles. And I used to sign the records or the CDs, I suppose it was, to the Queen Elizabeth, the Queen Mother.
Oh, wow, and that's brilliant.
Derek would take them to Charles and Charles would take them to his grandmother.
Oh, there we go. I bet Charles gave them as his Christmas presents. He went, there we go, Nana, signed album for you.
So, yeah, that's a wee bit. And there was one time in the newspaper here, a man was in Clarence House and he was quite tickled to see one of my videos sitting on the coffee table
Clarence
House. So obviously I know she was getting what I was sending and obviously watching them at some, because if she wasn't watching them, there wouldn't be on the coffee table.
Well, we always wonder what the royals watch. Now we know on Christmas Day they're snuggled down to a Daniel O'Donnell video.
Well, I don't know that there will be now, but maybe the old lady did,
And I mean, you said that actually, that thanks to your fans, I suppose, writing were partly due to that MBE. I mean, you're very well known for being such a brilliant inspiration to your fans. And is it true you hold a massive tea party every year outside your house?
Well, we don't know. We did for a number of years, but the last one was over 20 years ago. And the reason we stopped was that it just outgrew its purpose. We had
a huge festival otherwise that you're
trying
to...
The whole purpose was that I would meet people at home, but so many people came that I wasn't able to meet a quarter or, a fraction of them. So
that's brilliant. I mean, it must be so overwhelming for you to see how much support you have. I mean, it must be great.
Well, I've been very fortunate. The people have been very, very, very supportive of what I've done through the years, and I'm very grateful.
Go on.
No, just, getting out again on tour and meeting people. It's lovely. Yeah.
Now, I did read, I don't know whether this is true, and my second job is in TV and I directed all the soaps for years. I read that you've always wanted to be in Coronation Street.
I know, I have a wee secret kind of...
Really?
Thing. But all my girls are going, you see. I thought maybe years ago that maybe I would get to have an affair with Mavis, but Mavis went and all the thing. Now, Mary and me could go.
Oh, you'd be brilliant friends, yeah.
I thought we could go in the caravan, maybe for a wee jaunt. But
oh, wow, we need to start that on here, on the podcast, we'll start that. Daniel O'Donnell speaking.
Oh, dear.
That's amazing.
I enjoy Coronation Street. I like it. I've always enjoyed it.
And let's get to the tour, because you're touring again, and it starts tonight. You're in Llandudno tonight.
That's right, yeah.
the 13th. It's called How Lucky I Must Be Tour. I'm guessing that's the name of the new album, Daniel.
That's the name of the new album. You have it in one. Yeah.
And that's going to be the 35th, everyone. We want this to be the 35th album in the chart. So then we would break it. I mean, surely no one's ever going to break that record. That's what an incredible record.
Well, I mean, not in my time anyway, because I'll be 95. And will I give a hoot then? I don't think so.
So you're taking Llandudno, you're in Basingstoke, Skegness, Southend, Cardiff, Scarborough, the Spa Grand Tour.
Just in case anybody is listening in Cardiff, unfortunately Cardiff has been cancelled due to the problem with the building. I think there's an issue with a lot of building problem with concrete or something in different parts.
Scandal. Cardiff.
The theatre's closed and a lot of shows have been cancelled. So we're just one of the shows. We're in Bradford. Haven't been in Bradford for a long time.
Yes, we've been to
St. George's Hall a lot years ago. So that'll be a lovely...
They're really nice venues you're playing, actually. They're really nice venues, aren't they?
We've played them all before, yeah.
And have you ever been a wild tour man, Daniel, or is it a hot chocolate at night? Do you suppose you're partying in your tour van till two o'clock in the morning?
Just me slippers. You know.
Slippers and hot chocolate. And when's the album out?
The album's out on the 27th of October.
Okay, so we need to make sure that gets in to the top. And who do you, have you got musical inspiration? Is there anyone in the charts that you kind of like at the moment?
Well, I love country music. I mean, I love traditional country music. Loretta Lynn, Charlie Pride, they were my two favourites, passed away in the last couple of years. Always loved Cliff and still love Cliff.
Yes, you're friends with Cliff, aren't you now?
We have a nice friendship with Cliff. He's a lovely friend to have, and we have a lot of good times. We saw him just in July. We spent a few days in Portugal with him, and we had a nice time. He's great, and he's touring in November.
Brilliant. Okay. And finally, Daniel, we're going to play either or, the quick game that we always play at the end. So you just need to choose one or the other. Tea or coffee?
Neither.
Neither. Oh, okay. What's your...
I drink hot water.
Hot water. Oh, God, very healthy. Yeah. Tennis or football?
Tennis.
Sun or snow?
Sun.
Adele or Ed Sheeran?
Oh, God, that's very difficult. I'll have to pick Ed. Because he has an Irish connection.
Oh, yes, of course.
I like both of them, but I would like to record with Ed.
Yeah. That would be amazing. What a collaboration would be. Oh, there's a couple of them. So we need to get you in Corrie and get a collaboration on the cards with Ed Sheeran.
We could do the two things at once.
And we'll make a documentary about it. Well, listen, it's been amazing to have you on. It's lovely to chat to you. I know so many people who absolutely adore you. So it's a pleasure to have you on the show. Thanks for coming on.
Lee, thank you very much for your time and good luck in all you do.
Yes, and really good luck with this new album. And let's hope it is 35 years.
Please God, whatever will be, will be.
Thanks so much, Daniel.
Thanks, Lee.
Thanks so much to the legend that is Daniel O'Donnell for being a guest on Pop From The Box. I am back on Friday with an OG from Hollyoaks. Do not miss it. Remember, there's over 95 episodes of the podcast to listen to right now. Stars from EastEnders, Emmerdale, Coronation Street, Hollyoaks, Home and Away, and Neighbours. All your favourite, all the biggest stars. I hope you have a fantastic week. I'll speak to you on Friday.